Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Albert and company. Yes, that was good. Glory be to God. Amen. You're all welcome. You're very welcome. Hallelujah. You're very welcome. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah. Last week, basically, we were saying that there's an opportunity for every one of us to sit on the throne of the Lord, or to sit with Jesus on his throne, okay? As, he gave the offer in Revelation chapter 3, 21, all right? And we read from the final quest that for us to qualify to sit on that throne, okay, with Jesus, to reign with him, okay, we have to be devoted and not to deviate from the first and greatest commandment, which is loving the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. All right? And we realized, however, that it is impossible to love God at all, or even to that extent, okay, without his enablement. Glory be to God. So if you really want to love the Lord, you know, that much, so that you qualify to sit with Jesus on his throne, you know, so that you reign with him, okay, then you have to ask God for his enablement, okay? And that enablement is essentially the grace of God, okay? Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 says, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may receive mercy and grace. Grace to do what? Grace to help in time of need, okay? So the need here which we have is to qualify, or the need is to love God, all right? And the Bible says the grace to do that is available, okay? All we need to do is to go to God's grace, receive that grace, and then we shall be able to make it. We shall be able to love God with all our what? With all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, with everything in us. Glory be to God. Amen. That is, I think, Mark chapter 12, verse 29 and 30. All right? Okay? Have you ever wondered what the heart means and the mind? It seems like in that verse there's repetition, or it's like, what does this mean? Huh? What is the heart? What is the mind? And those are the same things. All right? Many years ago, I got to learn from a certain preacher somewhere in Asia that I think the word mind there, okay, in the Greek, it is actually the word which means imagination. All right? Imagination. Loving God with your imagination. Glory be to God. All right? You see, what you imagine is real. Okay? And you are accountable for what you imagine. All right? You remember when Jesus said that he who looks at a woman to lust for her? Okay? How are they doing? They're imagining things. And according to heaven, you've done it. So you can love God with your what? Imagination. You just sit there and you just think about the Lord and you understand? All right? Then there's a book I bought like 2 years ago, which talks about generosity. And this guy explained that word strength. He said that it has to do, you know, with finances. All right? I need to go back and read that bit to see how he came up with that understanding. Okay? But this guy is Jewish, all right? He's Jewish, and he says that what? Yeah, according to the Jews, the word that was used there is related to finances. Glory be to God. Amen. Going back to the Jewish roots. Jewish roots. The truth of the matter is, you cannot clearly understand the Bible if you don't have what? An understanding of how the Jews think, or the Jewish mind. Remember, Jesus was Jewish. I hope you know that. He was Jewish. Okay, so he was speaking with a Jewish what? Mindset. Now here you come with your Chinyankole mindset, and what? You start putting Chinyankole in the Bible. You know, you're going to get your own things. And this is generally why the church, by the way, in many things, this is why the church got off track. Okay? The church, in general, all over the world, it got off track with some major things because they decided to say that God is, done with the Jews, So they basically threw out the Jews and everything related to Jews. Okay? Then they replaced Jewish like festival and things with pagan practices. Okay? Like the Passover was replaced with Easter. You understand? Okay? Go and check. A few days before Easter, the Jews are celebrating Passover. Okay? So they change the festivals, even the dates. They say instead of, Passover is on Friday, so you change it. We won't celebrate on that day. Then Sunday, Easter. Guys, twisted things. Okay? Even now, they're understanding. Okay? By the way, I listen to some. These things are interesting. Okay? When you get free time and you don't want to, disturb your head with hard things, there's something which you should just read just for interest, but they give knowledge, understanding. Okay? Do you know, the New Testament? Of course you know. Now, after the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Acts, the next book is what? Romans. Okay? So I was listening years ago to Sidros, Sidros, a Jewish guy, he was interviewing some other Jewish guy, but who is a Christian. And the guy said that the order of the Bible, the order of the books of the Bible was deliberately changed by some guys. Okay? Do you remember the headquarters of the church was in Rome? Okay? So these guys decided to push the books of the Jews, the books that were written to the Jews, like John, Peter, James, decided to push them at the back and then bring Romans first. Okay? They didn't switch anything in the book, but the order. So that's Rome, These things, deliberate things, man. To what? To throw out the Jews completely. And that mindset, by the way, eventually led to the Holocaust, the killing of the Jews. Eventually, it led to that. And eventually, it has influenced you that some of you who hate Jews. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. So, strength, apparently, finances. I'm not sure. I'll go and check, Okay, but according to some Jewish guy who was saying that, there are statistics in the United States that Jews are greater givers than Christians. Jews don't believe in Jesus. They don't. He's your Messiah for them. They don't. However, there are statistics that Jews are actually more generous than Christians. Okay? And he says it's because for them, they know the scripture. supposed to love God with your strength, with your money. Hallelujah. Okay. Barbara wants to love the Lord only. I'm joking. With her voice, like money things, you know, don't touch. No, the fuel, you know. Hallelujah. But anyway, we need the grace of God to love him as he ought. And when we do that, we then qualify to sit with Jesus on his throne. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. We saw Paul. Paul said, he said that I have finished, you know. I've finished what? The scripture is there. There's nothing Jewish about this, amen? Nothing deep about this. So, I've finished, I've fought a good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith. Then he says, there is therefore now laid up for me the crown of righteousness, okay? Crowns are for kings, isn't it? Okay? Those who are going to reign with the Lord, to sit with Jesus on his throne. So he said, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will give to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who have what? Loved his appearing. Loved his appearing. Okay? They're always thinking about the Lord. You know, in their imaginations. They're not thinking about chicks, you know. In their imagination, you know. Of course, if you have a girlfriend, a boyfriend, it's okay to what? Love them with your, think about them, okay? In a good way, all right? Hallelujah. But now, there's these guys who, you know, they love his appearing. They love him so much, and they are like, when is he coming? Glory be to God. And say, those ones will also receive a crown, like Paul, all right? And now, Paul shows us how he did it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, you know, Paul says that whatever he did, it was by the grace of God. You know, this is Paul saying, I've finished. You understand? I've finished. Okay? This is amazing. Just before you pass away, okay, for the Lord to come and tell you that, you know what, on Wednesday, you know, you're leaving, and you know, you've done well. So when you get to heaven, you're not shocked by what? Rewards. You're like, man, I don't believe this. I don't deserve this. No, God says, on Wednesday you're going, and by the way, you've done well. So Paul knew he had done a great work. How did he know? The Lord must have told him. You understand? But he says, by the grace of God, you know, I did all this. Okay, he says that I labored more abundantly than they all the other great apostles. Okay, he labored more abundantly. Okay, you can love the Lord more than other people. Grow, you don't have to love God the same as your what? Cousin. All right? Or as your stupid girlfriend. Yes? You understand? The money you should give to the Lord, she's telling you, no, we have to add decoration, you know. You understand? You can refuse to love God, you know, as little as she does. Say, no. You know, God, you understand? Okay? But be led by God, all right? Don't mess up your wedding for nothing. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? By the grace of God, Paul did what he did. And he labored more abundantly. You can love the Lord more than other people. All right? You can love the Lord more than anyone. Glory be to God. You can labor more abundantly than anyone else in anything. You understand? That is, if you receive, you ask God for the grace to do that. Okay? Some time ago, I read Rick Joyner. He was saying that the work he's doing right now, okay, is supposed to be done, did he say 504 people? As in, the guy is doing too much. When you read the things Joyner is doing, he just doesn't wait on Sunday to preach and then a Bible study on Wednesday. You understand it? The things he writes, you just see this guy who understands politics, business. You know, they have property, they have assets, you know, okay? The means, and the guy is, you know, He's conversant with everything. And so he says that, you know, the Lord kept adding him work. Okay? And the Lord would tell him that this work was supposed to be done by some guy. And then, you know, either he was unfaithful or he refused. And the Lord had to find someone to give that work to. Glory be to God. So now, Rick Joyner, the work he's doing is supposed to be done by five people. Five people. Some people cannot even do half of what? Their one thing. But where God is just, you understand? Okay? And joining up five people. And not, and these are not small things. Small things of waking up the child. You understand? Some won't do it. Okay? Wake up the child for school. Then God gives that assignment to the son. You know, not those what? Small things. These are big things. Glory be to God. It's amazing how people have received what? Their callings. I think it is Reinhard Bonnke. Okay? Reinhard Bonnke says, I think it's him, that the Lord appeared to him, okay, one day. Many years ago, of course, when he was younger, and told him to do that work of evangelism. All right? And the Lord told him that he has requested with three people that fire, you know? You know, he said that this fire, three people, and they have all refused to do it. Okay? And Bonnke said, he told the Lord that you won't find a fourth. Eh? A fourth or a fifth. Eh? As in, now that you have found me, you're not finding anyone else. You understand? Eh? Gays are jammed. However, they were in church. These guys were attending church service. They were reading Bible. You understand? Eh? They were into activity. Eh? You know, you can be doing things all over the place, eh? But you're not doing the one thing the Lord told you to do. Hmm? You understand? Eh? God told you to do this, lead the service. But you're like, I won't lead the service. I will arrange chairs. You know what I mean? Eh? Now, those who don't know what the Lord told you are like, wow. Bambi, she's so, eh? And God is like, now look at this, what? This one? Eh? Fools? No. I was going to say idiots, eh? But of course, that's not God. Eh? Okay, look at these guys. They don't know. That one, I told them this, they're doing that. And according to God, it doesn't count. Hallelujah. So anyway, Bonnke told the Lord that you will not find another. And now that is a Bonnke that we know today. Glory be to God. And I think it was the same thing with Catherine Coleman. Eh? Okay, if I remember right. Eh? Okay, Catherine Coleman. Okay, apparently the work she did, the ministry, the calling she had. Eh? Okay, she says that the Lord told her it was supposed to be a certain man. Hmm? Some guy. And the guy, they played around. Oh, you know, and then the Lord man found someone else. Catherine Coleman. Glory be to God. Okay? Many years ago, I had so many names. I was like, when I get, you know, children or a child, this name. There was Robert Sladon, there was Catherine Coleman, you know. At least I was like most chicks who just some cute, you know, which is good, by the way, okay? Your kids should have what? Cute names, you know. However, that shouldn't be the first one. I mean, names like Jesus won't call it, really. Now, if your father is called Jesus won't call it, I'm not sure you understand, but it just doesn't sound what? However, those names, even which don't sound cool, when now money is added onto them, my names start appearing cool, the Jesus uncle is, you know, Man, I'm telling you, the things money can do, I'm sure there was a time when, like, Chiwatule, I didn't say, you know, but a few years ago when guys, some rich guys, whatever, in Chiwatule, Nadia, you know, and now Chiwatule became a cool sounding, glory be to God. But a broke place always didn't sound great, you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, please, do what the Lord has told you to do. But remember, you're not going to do it by human strength. Okay? You have to get the grace of God to enable you to accomplish that assignment. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. So, today we're just going to continue to talk about that. Amen? Hallelujah. There's no reason to what? To talk about hard things. You understand? All right? It is as simple as that. The grace of God. We all need the grace of God. Especially if you really want to be great in heaven, you need the grace of God. Okay? Anything you do in your human strength, you know, it's going to count as nothing. 1 Corinthians 3 says, those works one day are going to be burnt. You will be saved, but the works are going to be burnt. And you will be, you know, of low rank in heaven. Glory be to God. Okay? Many years ago, well, not many, like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I was told, I believe it was the Lord, who told me that if you want to be great in heaven, okay, master the book, The Final Quest. All right? Master that book, The Final Quest. That's why we're doing a Bible study. We're studying the Bible using that book. All right? You can only read the Final Quest at least once a year. And you somehow don't get so heavenly minded. Okay? And your girlfriend will tell you, don't get so heavenly minded that you become of no earthly good. You understand? Okay? But the people who have done great things for the Lord were always, you know, that's how they were always described. So heavenly minded that they are of no earthly good. But you cannot be of any earthly good if you're not heavenly minded. And the more heavenly minded you are, you know, that means the more earthly good you'll be. Glory be to God. Amen. Almost all the guys who have done the worst things on earth, you know, as in bad things, as in murders, you know, okay. All those guys, they didn't have God in the picture. In fact, one of the things they were doing was to fight against this thing called God, Christianity. Glory be to God. You know, I'm a student of history. Amen? I'm a student of history. I'm reading history. You know, some weeks ago I finished a thick book, European history. Now we can talk a little bit with you guys who did history. I just now you cannot really... deceive me. We can say, you know, Okay. Now, you know the guys, what are they called? The Jacobins, Anyway. Do you know them? Jacobins, you don't know them? The guys behind the French Revolution. You have remembered them now? Yeah, you get it. Anyway, those guys were anti-God. Okay, you remember the reign of terror? You know that, okay. Hallelujah. Guys were anti-God. You understand? That's why they wanted to, wipe out the church. Guys were, that's why they could do those things which they did. Hitler, you understand? Hitler, you know. Anyway. You cannot be of any earthly good, okay, if you don't have some degree of heaven-mindedness. Amen? And the more heaven-minded you are, the more earthly good you will be. You understand, eh? Someone said that very few Christians believe in the resurrection of the dead. As in, very few Christians believe that there is a day called the resurrection of the dead. When the dead will rise. Eh? Someone said that very few Christians believe it. Okay? You believe it, eh? That people will get raised from the dead, they'll go to, you understand, eh? Now, if Christians believed that, their lives would be different. If we really believed that one day, okay, if you die on Wednesday, okay, one day you understand, you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you know, eh? Okay? That there's going to be rewards for the good, and you're going to give account for the evil that you did. If you really believe that, your life would be different. You understand? You would be of very much earthly good. That means you won't steal from your neighbor. You understand? Because you're so heavenly minded. One day we're going to heaven. You know, we're going to give account. We're going to be rewarded for the good. You know, you won't steal from your neighbor. On the contrary, you will bless your neighbor. You see, you will be of earthly good. Because you're like, man, there is a day coming. Okay? So that's why someone said, the way Christians live, you know, after service. Okay? Not you, Other what? Other guys. The way they live, even pastors, we preachers, the way we live, okay, if we really believed in what we are preaching, actually, no wonder the resurrection of the dead is not preached about a lot. The judgment seat is not preached about a lot. You understand? Probably because, man, you try to preach about it, you get what? Convicted. You're like, man, let me, you know. You remember in the book, The Final Quest, you know, the door, okay, the entrance that leads to the judgment seat of Christ. Remember, it's dark. It's dark. And Rick Joyner was told that the reason why it is dark is because, you know, the church has given little attention to that doctrine. The doctrine of the judgment seat of Christ. Okay? No light is being shed on that teaching. People are not talking about it. That's why it is so dark. Okay? So basically, the church in general is not talking much about that. What? You just their cars, what, you know, No partaking, you understand? I know those things in the Bible, you understand? But you see, different things carry different ways. Different doctrines carry different ways. Some things are weightier than others. Okay? Jesus said it. Okay? Some things are weightier than others. All right? Okay? And that's where actually error starts. When you emphasize lesser things more than the greater things. Okay, now, like there's a thing called, you know, who you are in Christ. Who you are in Christ. Who are you in Christ? You're all those things. The writer said, you know, who you are in Christ. But also, there is who God is in you. Okay? So, there is who you are, and now there's also who God is. Okay? This I learned from who? Rick Joyner. God told him that overemphasizing who you are in Christ more than who God is in you, you understand, is actually heresy. Overemphasizing who people are, you know, more than who God is. You understand? Who you are in Christ, it's doctrinal, you understand? It's right, okay? But overemphasizing it more than who God is. You understand? good thing now. That is what? That is great error. Hallelujah. And now, from my, well, I don't know if it is still the case now, but some time ago, it was like that was the prevailing thing, especially in Kampala. The prevail who we are in Christ. Everything, I am this, I am this, I am this. Guys are no longer talking about what God is. You understand? I am this, I am this, I'm blessed. Yes, you're blessed. You understand? But no, people are not talking about who God is. You understand? Who God is more important than who you are. So you see how these things, man, you have to what? Tread very carefully. You can enter into some fourth thing when you don't know. Okay, and you have scriptures for them, but the thing again is, the key word is overemphasis. You understand? Not like prosperity. No, God wants people to prosper, okay? God wants people to have transport, to come to church, to go to work, all right? To buy decor for their, you know, girlfriend. You know what I mean? He likes all those things. But now, you cannot build a ministry based on that teaching. Prosperity, well, you know, money, it's coming. You're always waiting for it to, that is the only thing on your head. Money coming, overtaking, you know, you're just shouting all those things. Hallelujah. Okay? You see, these things are very subtle. Okay? And they always happen when you're not walking with the Lord. This is when you get into the other ditch, the extreme. Hallelujah. All right? Yeah, we have to walk circumspectly. Do you know what that word means? It is in the Bible. Ephesians 5:18, I guess. And it means wise. All right? We have to walk wisely. You can enter a ditch when you don't know. And you have verses for them. But when God is saying, that church is no longer mine. Glory be to God. Okay, some things are weightier than others. Okay, and God wants the weightier things to be emphasized more. Okay, than the less what? The less what? Be bored with your English, what? Hallelujah. All right? So, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, you know, Paul said that, you know, our sufficiency is of God. You remember? We're talking about the grace of God, his enablement. Okay? Paul said that we, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. You understand? Our sufficiency is of God. You know, and God wants us to have that same mindset where we acknowledge that man, you know, we are what we are by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Okay? Many years ago, when I was younger, you see, now I'm old. I even have what? Gray hair. My beard is gray, you know. So, many years ago, especially campus, smack days, you know, I wasn't doing anything evil, in my what? Imagination. But you would see a beautiful girl, and you are like, how, as in, And so you start to think about maybe her sisters, her brothers. You're like, man, those people are blessed. How can you live with someone like that? Then you were like, who is her brother? You're like, you know, and you're like, you know, okay? Then when I got saved, even when I still used to think those things, I would now start thinking that I hope they know, okay, that it is the gift. Well, I don't know if it's a gift, whatever it is. Eh? Okay. But I hope they know that actually, you know, eh? They acknowledge that, you know, the sufficiency is not of themselves, eh? But it is of what? To this day, I'm mesmerized when I come across, when I meet very intelligent people. Do you understand? You know, eh? I remember, because high intelligence is one thing I had never had. And since I got saved, God hasn't yet given it to me. You know, eh? So I remember even in school, you know, smart and med school, man, I would always be awed by, you know, brilliant chaps, man. You know, eh? Not like in my study of what? History now, eh? When I get a guy who can articulate these issues, I'm like, wow. You know, eh? But then there's some you meet, and in their knowledge of history, God is not in the equation. And I'm like, what a waste. You know, and I was like, I wish I had that mind to get all that info in my head and articulate it the way this guy does. You see, so all they have is knowledge. They are puffed up in their heads. They have big heads, you know, all right? Because they don't acknowledge that what they have is from God, okay? And anything they do with what they have, at the end of the day, okay, in eternity, it is not going to be rewarded. Though it accomplished some good, it accomplished some purposes of God, okay? However, because people didn't acknowledge that that which they had, the gift, okay, was of God, it won't be rewarded. Okay? It accomplished the purposes of God. You know, somehow God made guys even who don't believe in him, you know, somehow to, you know, to do things which were, you know, fulfilling God's plans. However, no rewards. Even Christians, okay, they are somehow accomplishing the will of God unknowingly. Okay? But when they get to heaven, no rewards. Because, okay, they thought the sufficiency was of themselves, instead of acknowledging that it was of God. Glory be to God. Amen. So those days, you know, I'll be like, man, when I would meet like someone who's brilliant, sharp guys, okay, you know, I would be like, man, God, since I don't have it, I hope, man, you know, my kids, you give it to them. You know, I was very serious. Okay? I was like, that, I don't have it. Maybe now it is too late to have it. You know, Okay? Maybe I was in unbelief or something. I was like, but it's too late. I'm 26, too late. I even finished med school, you know, too late. You know, I was like, now, God, please, if you ever give me children, let them come with this what? This gift. Amen? All right? I'm saying so many things, but I hope you get the most important thing that is God wants you to take from today is that we have to acknowledge, okay, the grace of God, his sufficiency in our lives, okay? And there are some things God is not going to enable you to do unless you humble yourself and ask for his grace, okay? There are great heights that God would want to take you to. Okay? But he won't do it until you humble yourself and you acknowledge that without you, Lord, I am nothing. Okay? Because it says that he gives grace to the humble. Okay? The Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due season. All right? Humble yourself, okay? That he may exalt you. He gives you the grace for you to go higher, okay? To whichever places he needs you to move. Glory be to God. Amen? You remember? The Jews were told, okay, in the wilderness, God, you know, he told them that, you know, that, you know, it is me who gives you the power to get wealth. Eh? Okay? He gives you the power, the ability, the grace to make money, eh? to produce wealth. You know, eh? But then he told him that, I know you guys, you know, sooner or later you start to think that it was your own ability. Okay? That nonsense of self-made. Man, that guy's a self-made man, you know. And it sounds cool, self, you know. His parents died, you know. He never saw his parents, you know. He didn't go to Budo. You understand? He didn't go to university. So you see, he's self-made. Why is he self-made? He was an orphan. He didn't go to school. He stopped in senior three. He used to be the last in class. But now look what the man has made. Self-made. You know, unbelievers, you know, they say that about themselves, self-made. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like self-made. Nothing. Everything you are, all right? Everything anyone is, everything humans will ever be, any good, anything anyone will ever be, it is by the grace of God. Whether they know it or they understand, it's by the grace of God. Okay, and one day, you know, people are going to give account for that grace, how they used it. Okay, whether they were grateful for it. Glory be to God. Many years ago, I had the pleasure, the opportunity, okay? Or I should say God gave me the grace, okay? To meet and talk with Darlene Cech. Glory be to God. Here in Uganda. Glory be to God. Hey, you're like, now this guy is great. Wow. So, hey, how do you live? You was ever, you know, who is your wife? How does your wife live with you in the... Wow, you're great. You met just... Yes, I did. And so, it was, I think, 2 or what? When she came to Uganda for that Watoto thing. Like 2008 or 7. Yeah. So, those days I was going to KPC. Eh? I was attending KPC. So now, this conference was coming up. People from Hillsongs were coming, you know. And so they needed volunteers to do stuff, okay? Some to take after, ushers, any different. Man, there was a lot of work to do, you see, And so I volunteered, okay? I took leave, you know, from work, you know? I volunteered, okay? So you just send in your name, okay? Then they will call you to tell you what you're going to do, okay? So anyway, so I put in my name. Then, man, they say you're going to be, a waitress. No, waiter. Glory be to God. So you can see why every time I meet sharp people, people have, you know, the English language, man, I was like, wow, I wish, you know. So anyway, they say you're going, you know, because when, after the conference every evening, at night at 9 p.m., they have to first go somewhere like for a drink to eat what? Dinner. In KPC, there was a room that was, reserved for that. Okay? So, I told man what? Going to be a waiter. Okay? And they told us, so every evening, you have to put on a white shirt, okay? A black trowel, you know, I was like, man, this is, you know, Because you don't know. But they're like, yeah, you just be there, you know? When they're eating, you have to look to see, you know, what do they need? Can I serve you something? You know, those things. I have done things in this world. Some of you don't know that I've even ever taught P7, a P7 class. Science and mathematics. In Arua, this is 203 or 204. You know, I was working there. Some place called Teregwe, you know. I was working in there, and I would finish my work like at 11 a.m. I finished my work, okay? And I'll be, you know, then I walked to Samka Primary School. Anyway, let's go back to what? Anyway, so I began to teach that school. Maybe I shouldn't have, because how can some guy, you know, teach? You know, you can confuse kids because you're talking from some other level, you know. Okay, so math and why, you know. Then now this school, you know, some other school had that there's a doctor who's teaching the other kids. So they called me, because now they were like, what? Rivals. So they called me, come, you know. So I was like, okay, what? I think I can teach science. So they gave me a topic. The other school, I was like, man, I've done things in this world. So they gave me the topic, circulatory system. You understand? Okay. So I was like, this is simple. So I told the kids, now first of all, you have to define words. Circulatory, you know, I think I would have done much better in school, O-level, A-level, med school, masters, if I had gotten this understanding that in order to understand things, first get the definition of words. This is just cramming things, And so these kids, I saw circulatory. So I told them that word, okay, it comes from the word circle. Glory be to God. So circle, you understand? I'm telling you, there are kids, they don't know what circulatory means. They don't know. See, but if someone just says circle, so the blood goes what? Round. You understand? So man, I told, well, I don't know if I helped them, I think, anyway, whatever. So, waiter. Okay? So, the darling, Brian Houston and the wife, they came, so they will go sing. Then man, after they sing like at 9, they preach and sing, you know, they meet us man at what? You know, Yeah. So in the end, so it was during that time. Now, you could go to any one of them and start jazzing. You know, Okay. So I remember I go to Darlene Chek and we stood and we talked. Then I told her man about her great gift. Then she told me that she was always a stammerer. Now, this great voice, the Darlene Chek that we know, she said when she was a kid, she couldn't speak. You understand? So what makes Darlene Chek who she is today? The grace of God. You know, she told me, I didn't read it, she told me, glory be to God. I can get you the video when I and our, what? We jazz. I can get it from heaven. Because heaven records everything. You know that. And it's not only in writing, but I believe they are real, what? Videos. Okay? And yes, so she told me that. That she never, she was a stammer. She couldn't speak. And she was like, I am what I am today because of the grace of God. Glory be to God. Amen? That means, you know, the more weaknesses you have, okay, and you acknowledge, you know, your weakness, your inabilities. I'm not saying about your weakness of stealing. That's not what I'm talking about. Meanwhile, I think it's like 2 months ago or something, there's someone who shared with me a dream. And someone had a dream. So the person is not in this church, you know. But I heard from someone, a friend of ours, that this person had a dream. And in this dream, it was like, you know, a Christian gathering. Okay, and there was this preacher, okay, who was like preaching. Anyway, you know, And in the dream, she says that the more people, but she didn't know the preacher in the dream, so don't try to think I'm talking about whoever. Okay, the person says she didn't know the preacher in real life, so it means God was using all these things symbolically. Either, I guess, for her known to be associated with someone. And so in this dream, she saw this preacher, and she says, the more the church prayed against him, okay, the greater the guy became. Okay, so now that can sound like he's a genuine guy. You understand? Then she says, and then he prayed for a thief. All right? And the thief became a greater thief. So now, that just shows you that now, actually, what the church is doing to pray against him is right. You understand? Eh? The thief became, you know. And then as this girl was, when she tried to join the congregation, okay, the guy saw her and said, no, you don't belong in this place. Eh? You see, eh? Which I guess was a message from God, that I don't want you, what? I don't want you to join that guy. Okay? So anyway, weaknesses, not those ones of what? Stealing and what? But these things of, you're not that brilliant, okay, you're not what? Hallelujah. Amen? These are some illustrations I want to use, but some of you might get angry with me, and to pick on tribes, but some of you might anger these guys. They think they are, you understand. So I won't use it. But it's unfortunate that I won't use those illustrations. Yeah. And so whatever you don't have, okay, whatever you are not enabled with, okay, whatever thing God hasn't endued you with, actually you can use it to your advantage. Okay, that weakness, that inability. You can use it to your advantage and say, maybe I thank God I'm this. So now God, you're the only one what? To sort me out. And God is like, exactly, you're the guys I need. And God will give you the grace. Eh? And you'll do much greater stuff than people who have the talent, people who had it naturally, or who people who gave the gift, but they don't acknowledge that it was from God. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Man, this scripture, when I just got born again, it blessed me so much. All right? A few months after I got saved, there's a preacher called Derek Prince. Do you know Derek Prince? Man, the guy was preaching from, I was like, I now qualify. Okay? Paul said that, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Okay? Into God's service. Eh? Okay? But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the best things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. Okay? God has chosen the foolish. Okay? God has chosen the weak, all right? He has chosen the best things, okay? To confound, the wise, the strong, the mighty. He has done that. Eh? Those are the people God wants. Those who acknowledge that without Christ, they are nothing. Okay? Those who acknowledge that without God's grace, they are nothing. And God is like, you're the one that I want. Glory be to God. Catherine Kuhlman used to say that, I wasn't even born with hair on my head. Okay. But again, she was just trying to show how a man, she had nothing. You know. She said, I had nothing. Eh? Ever listen to that? You know, when she's saying that, man, the problem when she's saying those things, I wasn't even born with hair on my head. You see, then one day I said, wonderful Jesus, I have nothing. You know, then she said, but I give you my love. You know, and she said, that is all I have to give you. You know, say, I had nothing. I was born with nothing. I even didn't have hair on my head. Okay? Then one day I said, wonderful Jesus, you know, there's nothing I know, but he said, all I give you is my love. Okay? Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 26. Okay? For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. All right? So those little cute babes I used to stand up, wow, their brothers are blessed. Hey, how do you live with such, you know, a chick, you know? She's, how, that chick is your sister. Wow. Okay? Now, this verse says that if that chick thinks highly of herself and she doesn't give the glory to God, okay, she doesn't qualify for the king's service. Glory be to God. So God is not looking for cute babes. Glory be to God. He's not looking for the most handsome guys. He's not looking for the most brilliant, okay, graduates of Harvard or whichever Ivy League. You understand? He's not looking for that. Okay? He's looking for the nothings. Hallelujah. And if you're nothing, you should celebrate your nothingness. Okay? And then you go to God, and I'm like, God, without you, I am nothing. Okay? And then God says, you're the ones I want. And then God gives you the grace, and then man, people are like, you know, we can't really, we can't be, who, that guy, you know, I knew him. He wasn't even born with hair on his head. I knew what? You know, you know, these guys have a failure. I know that guy is just looking for money, you know. He was born an orphan. He stopped in senior three because of no school fees. You know, so I know he's just broke. He's just, you know, Kubaza, you know, you know, Okubaza? Sam knows it. Scheming, Glory be to God. Talking about Okubaza, scheming. On Friday, you know, my wife, I think she's in Sunday school now. And so she had traveled last week. So she came back on what? On Friday. So, but the day when I was taking her to, when I dropped her the airport, I was with Sam. So we saw some guy, I think, was welcoming back his either girlfriend or whatever, and the guy had flowers. The guy was dressed mad, you know, But you can see it was a local guy, but you can see it. But, and the guy had flowers, you know, So my wife said, flowers, Then she said, Moses, subtle hint. So I was like, these are the things I hate. But I was, anyway, days later, I thought about it. I was like, I don't want to do it, but if it blesses someone, especially your wife, I didn't do it. You understand? That's love. Love, you don't have to do what you want to do. You do what the other person does. Glory be to God. Marriage fellowship, you know. Now, all of a sudden, you guys are now happy. When I was talking how Catherine Kuhlman wasn't born with hair on her head, maybe it was so deep, I wasn't even born with hair on my head. So you had to say, yeah. Now when it comes to flower, you know, I hope I haven't put some guys in trouble. You know, now, so on Friday, 2 days ago, I go to pick her up. Okay? So I was like, I'll buy flowers in Entebbe. And she said she's landing at 1. So I first went to Entebbe, washed my car, had lunch. As I read a certain book. Okay? Then I drove to Sam. I was like, so where? the flowers, so dear. Guys told me, ha, now, go back, Victoria. I was like, my God. So I drove around in Tembe like a madman. Everywhere I go, no. I was like, now. I was like, I think this flower thing, you know, And so finally, I go, you know, I already thought flowers are all over the place. I'm telling you, I looked for them, I couldn't find them. You think they are all over the place because you have never looked for them. Carol, he's going to get you flowers. You think they're all over the place. You start looking for them. This week, right now, you're seeing them everywhere. You're seeing them everywhere. You start looking for them. That's when you realize Ntinda has no flowers. But I always used to see them. But where did I see them? Zero. Entebbe. I thought Entebbe should have flowers. Many people are going to the airport to welcome back their loved ones. So I thought Entebbe, there are flowers. My God. Nothing. And so finally, I got them. So anyway, I drive to the airport, you know. Yeah, so man, I thought I was like, man, this was now. Kids are going to look at me, you know. This is why you should thank God for the grace he gave to someone to invent shades. I'm telling you, the guy who invented shades, it was the grace of God. It was God's enablement. Hallelujah. And so, you know, I get my flowers, you know. Then... So now I'm walking to the arrival, you know. Then I think these were like workers at the airport or something. Some chick and some guy. So as I'm coming, as I'm getting close to them, I hear the guy saying, and you see when you're putting on shades, there's that thing, people don't think that you're hearing, that you're seeing. So the guy said that you know, okay, men with love are still what? So I knew it was what? In reference to my flowers. Then the kagao said, tebachaliyo. Hello, yo. Aina chabaza. Hello, aina chaskiminga. You know, he's skimming something. I just want my friend, you know. So you're walking, man. People are looking, you know. I was like, thank God for shades. All right. So I thought she was arriving at 1. So, man, I don't know when she arrived. And then when she arrived, she took like an hour in there. All that time, I'm with flowers. And guys, you know, people are looking, even women, you know, Then I was like, now, how, with all these eyes, how will I do it when she, you know, finally comes out, you know? People are going, you know, Now, I don't know the grace that God provided for that one. A moment, but somehow it came and what? And hallelujah. Okay, we're talking about Okubaza. You know, I'm telling you, Albert, you start looking for flowers. Entebbe didn't have flowers, you know, okay. So, God has chosen the weak, the foolish, and the best things of the world. Why? To deliberately shame the brilliant, the wise, wise in their own, you know, minds, you know, okay? The strong, all right? You know, the mighty, you know, deliberately, okay? And it goes on and says that what? Verse 28, it says, and the best things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Okay? that no flesh should boast. So at the end of the day, the reason why God wants the weak, God wants the nothing, is that at the end of the day, everyone will give glory to God. It wasn't me, it was the Lord. You understand? Okay? So it says that, but of him, you the weak, you the foolish, you the base, of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God. Okay? Andrew Womack said that God does not bless the flesh. You understand? Actually, he gives you Christ. Because right now, you're not wise. Okay? God is not going to bless your carnal head. You understand? The remedy is Christ. That's why, you know, he has become, you know, Christ, the wisdom of God. Glory be to God. And other things. Hallelujah. Man, this, I had Derek Prince, one of the greatest teachers, you know, okay, I had him preach from the, when I just gotten born again. I saw how I wasn't sharp in the head. I had friends in med school, okay, guys who are sharp, brilliant guys, guys from wonderful families, okay, and when God began to tell me all those things of what I would do for him in the future, you know, then I remember one day, I told God, but God, why didn't you choose the other guy? I gave him an example. Because this guy has it all together. You understand? And God was like, it is for this reason. Okay? Now, God is not against the wise, the brilliant, you know. He's not against, you know, Paul the apostle was a sharp guy. You understand? He was a sharp guy, sharp in the head. Okay? Brilliant. Okay? Paul the apostle was discipled, was mentored by one of the greatest teachers of his day. Some guy called Gamaliel. You know, however, what God wants people to do, especially you and I, is to acknowledge that all that we have, any good thing, any useful thing that we have, it is from him. That's what he wants to do, Okay? And then, if we don't have something and we need it, he wants us to acknowledge that man, God, without you, I can't get it. Please help me. All right? Okay? Say, man, God, man. I can't rely on anything. I can't trust in anything. Only you. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, like this, we are at the point where God wants all humans. Where you can't trust in anything now, you know, like church, how you're going to pay the bills, the rent, you know, God is like exactly how Wembagala, where your trust is in me. You know, where you expose people, and then because of the good you've said, people exit, and God says, exactly, that's where I want. Where now, you just have to look unto me. Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 10. Paul says that lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh, which I can tell it was persecution, was given to me, a messenger of Satan. This devil would just follow Paul wherever he went to go to cause havoc for him. Okay? A messenger of Satan. To do what? Huh? Shout what? Where are people going? Is this buffet or buffet? You see, it's a problem now with the English language. So when someone misreads, okay, doesn't pronounce some word right, understand, no, at times the same word is what? Buffet. Other times it is buffet. You understand? I'm telling the English language has issues. So it says that concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might not depart from me. Okay? Joseph, move with me, please. And he said to me, my grace, okay, is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. That's the verse I wanted. God said that my strength, okay, is made perfect in what? In weakness. You understand? Eh? If you're going to be great in anything, eh? Okay, you have to acknowledge your weakness. And then God's strength, His grace, eh? That is where actually it operates. God's grace doesn't operate in anything that is exalting itself. In anything that it looks, that it's saying that it has arrived. Eh? You know, there is no God's grace there. Okay, God specializes in the weak. Glory be to God. Amen? You understand? Eh? Okay? He says, Paul said, "My God, take this thing away from me." And God says, "My grace is sufficient for you." Okay? "For my strength, my grace is made perfect in weakness." Okay? And when Paul got that revelation, he said that therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, eh? Weaknesses, the things, eh? You know, that he didn't have, eh? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Alright? For many years, I have wondered why Christians, don't do what? Don't boast in their weaknesses. Everyone always tries out to pull out their best CV. You know, people who don't have the CVs are always ducking. You understand? Eh? All right? The ones who have them always want to find them real quick. And then you are like, "Guys, I've never read this scripture." Okay, if someone, people are putting out CV, and say, "You guys, for me, man, eh? For me, I have nothing." Yeah, I mean, it was my fault. As in, I have nothing. You know, only God can help me. Hmm? God's strength is made what? Perfect in weakness. Eh? So, the point is, you're going to become great in the Lord. Eh? The great thing God is planning to do for you, there are great things God wants to do for you. Okay? All right? However, it says God gives grace to the humble. Okay? To those who are acknowledging that I am nothing, I don't have that, I don't have what it takes. As long as you think you have what it takes, and you're still trying to scheme and to cover that way, you know, now that God has said, this is going to be the largest church in the city, Okay? Then now you start to use human strength. You start to plot, you start to scheme, you start to do ridiculous things, Tricking people into the church, Promising them things that if you join this impartation in this place, all those things, Okay? So God says, "Now, you're not. Until you get to that level whereby you acknowledge that without me, actually, the promises cannot come to pass." Okay, God is saying, "You are the one that I want." Okay? Abraham tried it. God gave him a promise of a son. Okay? Then Abraham, did it in his strength, in his flesh. Okay? Hence, Ishmael. Okay? And God was like, "Those were yours. That wasn't my what? My work." Okay? The child of promise had to come by the grace of God. So God waited. Remember, Sarah was barren. Okay? So God waited. She even went into menopause. Not ovulating anymore. Okay? Abraham, until he reached that level whereby he was even impotent. And God said, "Now, my strength is made perfect in weakness." And 13 years after Ishmael was born, Isaac comes. When Abraham cannot give glory to anything, to his manhood, to anything, where he said, "This kid was given to me by the Lord. Glory be to God. And it shall be for you." Exactly that. Hallelujah. God is looking for you, the weak. God is looking for who? For you, the foolish. Albert. I mean, You're foolish. You think flowers are everywhere in Nintendo. You can start looking for them. Okay? Anyway, so God is looking for the lowly things of this world. Eh? Okay? Those are the things God wants to use to exalt them. Eh? Okay? Glory be to God. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, precious Father. We thank you, Father. Just pray, eh? Okay? Okay? Just think about what you're lacking, what is not in your life, you know? Any inability, the things you want to be, but somehow, what you have, the resources, eh? Okay? It cannot add up, you know? Things, you can't do nothing, eh? Okay? God wants you to acknowledge that, and then you tell him that, Father, I come to you for your help. Okay? All the promises, okay, that God has given you, yes, in Christ, they are yes and amen, eh? Okay? But those promises are not going to come to pass. If you think that you still have what it takes to bring them to pass in your human strength. Alright? So God says, come to me, eh? Come boldly to the throne of grace that you may receive mercy and grace to help in that situation. Hallelujah. But you will be great, says the Spirit of God. I will use you to do mighty things. I will use you to shake the nations. In the name of Jesus, you will be strong in me. You will be mighty in me. I'll make you an example of what I can do with the weak. In the name of Jesus. So do not exclude yourself from those who are going to be used by God. Do not exclude yourself from those who deserve the blessings of God. Those blessings are for whosoever humbles themselves and go and ask God for the help.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.